How do you decrease the times an obsessive thought arises in the mind? The more I try to let it go and come back to my body, the more it arises and proliferates. If I do the opposite and turn attention to it, it does the same thing. What is obsession anyways? Well, the obsession is the self of identification with it. Sort of like, this is my thought. I think one of the things that's helpful is just holding that as a question. What is my thought anyway? Why do I identify with it? Why is it a problem? Because it's that feeling of ownership and identification. It doesn't, especially with thoughts that are kind of obsessive, it isn't as if they just sort of hover around the edges of consciousness. You know, they'll sort of kind of reach up and grab you by the neck. And so it's helpful to recognize their power, but also sort of start looking at how we identify with it, or identify it as my problem. Because oftentimes the thought doesn't actually have to be all that consequential, but we'll just obsess over it. But then much of the obsession is sort of my obsession with this thought. And so it's this sense of me that is oftentimes intruding, and to be able to see the pain and the bane of that perspective and that position, and recognize that we can relinquish that. And you know, if you weren't on retreat, it probably wouldn't even come up. I mean, the thought sort of passes through the mind. It's just more of like random thoughts come and go. And as soon as we get on retreat and try to get rid of them, then it turns into a problem. So that sort of looking at that, you know, why do I obsess with it? Why do I create that me around that?